The Outpost Radio on Demand. Here's Art Young from the Outpost Magazine.
The ability to realistically capture the stunning beauty of marine life on canvas is a remarkable feat. And Florida painter Jason Mathias excels at this art. Hi, I'm Art Young. I'm the editor of the Outpost Magazine, and I noticed the work of this amazing artist as we were walking the aisles of the ICAST Sports Fishing Show in Orlando back in July. We exchanged cards, and here he is to share some of that passion for painting. Welcome to the Outpost, Jason.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Your work is amazingly detailed. Especially the underwater light and the composition of the fish. I mean, how do you begin to capture this look? What do you do to get that kind of look?
Well, it is a process, and it's kind of a science. I mean, I've spent lots and lots of hours underwater, studying light, how the light works, how it refracts through the water and through the surface. And basically applying that canvas takes quite a few steps. But the first thing I do is I try to plan out the composition, the basic design of all the elements in the painting. There's certain rules that you can follow to help you come up with a good composition, but you want to have it, you know, flow and look natural. And once I plan that out correctly, then I start working on the details of the drawing just to get everything kind of prefigured out before I really jump into the painting process. But as far as all the different light reflections, detail, and color variations, I kind of produce that with lots of different layers, working with different edges between soft edges, sharp edges, value contrast, color contrast. And that's kind of just a little bit of a quicker gist of how I approach that.
Yeah, it's amazingly scientific, and I it's a stunning effect. I mean, you can't get that kind of look. Do you put underwater cameras in the water, or is that how you start getting the, you know, learning about the light?
Yeah, I just use a GoPro, and because I don't need, you know, all of the intense detail in a photo. I could just, you know, just as long as I have something general to look at, you know, for an idea, because all the different, like a lot of the details and the color and the color contrast that I put into my artwork basically come from my head, using color theory, different ideas about color, which colors palette to use and what colors to put next to each other to make it shimmer, make it the effect in your eye to make the color shimmer. These are all different kind of color theory tricks that I'll use that aren't in a photo that I'm looking at or a video.
Wow. Now, does one ocean, in terms of the look, does one ocean look different from another ocean?
Well, from the surface, I think it kind of can. But, you know, underwater conditions can change. Oceans are very big. And one condition in one ocean can look very similar to a condition in another ocean. But, I mean, you know, they have different species within the different oceans, especially, you know, on the reefs and such. But, you know, for the pelagic species, not so much because, you know, they travel long distances.
So when did you first get interested in painting marine life?
Well, I'd always been drawing. I remember drawing far back. Like, my grandfather was a charter captain out of Jupiter Inlet, and so I'd go offshore fishing with him ever since I was a little kid. And then my dad was a big inshore fisherman, and I'd fish with him, in the intercoastal, as far back as I can remember. And, you know, they had some underwater art in the house growing up, and I would kind of, you know, so I was surrounded by the whole culture and the ocean and even other marine art as a kid. And so naturally, that is one of the subject matters that I would draw while I was a kid. And then it kind of just elevated from there.
Mm-hmm. So, do you still enjoy saltwater fishing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What kind of fish do you like to pursue?
I like to pursue redfish, snook, trout. For the inside, And then offshore, definitely mahi, sailfish, marlin, tuna, and you know, even spearfishing is fun too for me, for you know, grouper, hogfish, snapper.
So do the fish that you like to paint line up with the fish you like to pursue, or do you have a preference on the type of fish you like to paint?
There really isn't that much of a preference, just because is what interests me about it is the underwater environment. It's just a completely different world. The lighting's completely different. The atmosphere is completely different. Everything is different, and it's really fun for me to paint an underwater scene, no matter really what the subject matter is, because I can have fun with it just playing with the lighting and the atmospheric perspective. You know, it's like a clear water, you know, good visibility, like 100 feet, like, wow, that's really clear. But if it was 100 feet visibility above the water, you know, that would be incredibly foggy and hazy, you know?
Yeah.
But it does, it creates really interesting environment to paint from, because there's a lot of depth, even from things that are, you know, right safe.
Fascinating. I mean, this is for those of you listening, this is a man whose work you need to look at, because it's really, really amazing. You started doing murals, I think I read somewhere. Do you still do those?
Very occasionally. The past 7 or 8 years or so, I've been very busy with busting out commission paintings and doing different commercial illustration work and that nature. So I'm pretty busy as it is. But you know, if a good mural opportunity came along, yeah, I would take.
Yeah, well, I mean, with these amazing images, and you alluded to that, you have quite a few licensed products which use your images. Is this an important part of your business?
Yes, it's important. It's another way to get your art out there and seen, especially by the general public. I find that the more places that your art can be, the better it is. And it's good for me too, because the more people who see it, the more people who, you know, are aware about it, become interested in marine art, and that's a great thing to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, where can someone buy your original pieces or your prints, or are they available besides your website, or is it better to go to your website?
It's best to go to my website, but I do sell some of the prints to some distributors who sell them to various galleries around Florida, but I think Tackles Direct has the phone cases now, and the art prints on their website. Get them from there as well. And I think Shallow Fish is another website where you can get the print. We just did some phone cases with Flying Fisherman. Bass Pro Shop carry my artwork with shirts on the Worldwide Sportsman brand. And they did have my art prints down at the Worldwide Sportsman as well, in the Keys. There's just, you know, lots of different places probably where you can find my work. CCA, the IGFA, those are just a few.
Yeah. Well, you know, the typical tale about artists, you know, is that their fame begins long after they're dead and gone. And yet, here you are, a successful artist, painting the subject matter you clearly love. So what advice can you give another artist, maybe a younger artist who wants to pursue their dream?
First of all, you have to be passionate about what you do, because if you're not passionate about it, you're probably not going to succeed. But, you know, the first thing that you want to do is really, you know, practice, kind of hone your skills and try and learn as much as you can within the art. And, you know, once you start building up a big enough portfolio and you want to seriously start thinking about doing this as a career, you really have to think about it as a business. And you want to get it out there to as many people as possible, because, you know, that's how you make a living. And it's really when you start getting into it, you know, business is, you know, at least 75% of the equation. And, you know, you can be the best artist in the world, but if nobody sees it or nobody really knows about you, it's not going to help you at all.
You can find examples of the amazing marine art of Jason Mathias at his website, jasonmathias.com. If you love fishing, Mother Nature, scenes from the ocean, or all of the above, give Jason's work a look. Thanks for joining us, Jason. I'm Art Young for The Outpost On Demand. We'll talk soon.
The Outpost Radio On Demand from the On Demand page of theoutpostlife.com.